For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, I have not been as excited about being in a theater, and I put that in quotes because it's sort of a carved out space from an old stable, since I was in college. Wow. Red Threads, Louisiana Buckeye. It took me back. I felt like a young man again. It was so exciting.
You like that edgy kind of thing. Robert Waterhouse, who did the adaptation from Euripides, the Buckeye, setting it in the American South, is actually a very good storyteller. I also had enjoyed his version of Mutiny on the Bounty, and he is very artful in theatricalizing stories, and I think he's done a very good job with the Buckeye. It lends itself well to the division between wanton abandon and repressive law and order in rural Louisiana, as he sets it up here, with the sheriff as the pantheist character and Dionysius being reborn, naturally, in rural Louisiana.
Of course.
I don't know if I can assume that everyone knows the plot of the Buckeye, but it's considered to be one of the greatest tragedies ever written, the best play by Euripides, who wrote, lest we forget, Medea.
Well, folks can always Google the plot, and I would highly recommend that. And also, get there early for two reasons. One, Tom Mekar is sort of leaning against the wall with a bluesy hat on and his electric guitar, and he's just wailing away. Also, give yourself time to read the program, because it's very, very helpful. My only slight caveat was the opening speech by, I'll call him Dionysius in this case, was so wonderful. It was just poetic. And Tom's guitar playing was a little loud.
Well, there was a general coordination of elements issue that I find sometimes remember when they did the Yates Project over at the Irish Classical Theatre Company.
Same thing,
where
yeah.
It's as if the choreography had been planned separately from the videography, planned separately from the acting. And in this instance, I thought that a lack of coordination of elements at times, though it certainly does not spoil the pleasure of the evening. But in general, I thought they really nailed it.
Oh, it's great. So we both saw Louisiana Buckeye, but you also got in one of the closing performances that it runs through tomorrow night, American Idiot.
Yeah, you still may be able to get in to see American Idiot. It's based on the Green Day concept album, which had gone to Broadway to great acclaim in 2010, and they're doing a great job over at American Repertory Theater, their space next to the Sportsman Tavern on Amherst Street.
Well, once again, theater talk, like every talk about theater in America for the past several years, ultimately comes down to the musical Hamilton. And we have a real local angle on it.
Well, tomorrow they have the Hamilton documentary. It's called Hamilton's America, the background of the musical Hamilton, a documentary film. It's going to be shown at the WNED studios. I will MC the event, a local historian coming to talk about the historical background of the piece, local performers, dance groups, actors, singers, to perform music from Hamilton and dance numbers related to the piece, and then a question and answer after we've seen the film.
Wow.
And popcorn and prizes and your opportunity to do a selfie you could do it with me. You may prefer the actors portraying Hamilton and Elizabeth Schuyler, but yeah, I think there's a prize also for posting with the hashtag and all of that. So they're encouraging people to come and say that they were here.
A free preview of PBS Arts' newest documentary, Hamilton's America. And it all starts tomorrow, Saturday, October 1st at 1:30 in the WNED TV studios.
But you must reserve.
Thank you. At WNED.org. So visit WNED.org and make your RSVP known to us.
A couple of shows recently opened or ongoing. I should mention a Breston Show, the musical about, believe it or not, breast cancer. Their tagline is, it puts the humor in the tumor. But it's actually done by Lisa Hayes, who has a background in nursing, interviewing patients and families dealing with the issue. And this is up at O'Connell and Company, which performs at the Park School.
All the way through the end of October.
And Fancy Nancy, the musical, based on the popular children's book. Again, a musical, and that's at Theater of Youth, which performs at the Allendale Theater.
That's great.
We should also mention that coming up is Finding Neverland, the touring production of the Broadway musical. The tour is making its debut right here in Buffalo on the stage at Shays. Previews begin October the 7th, and I'm really, really curious because they've reworked it somewhat, and Buffalo gets the first chance to see it.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.